All right, it's Jeff Dubay with another installment of the 5-Minute Major. Today was going to be, the topic was going to be cluelessness, brought to you by, sponsored by, Daniel Snyder. But then I realized that that'd be a serious misnomer, because Daniel Snyder is not clueless. That's not even close to the right word for it, because you can't achieve the success. You cannot reach the heights, the financial gain, the power that you can't get to where he is in life. If you're clueless, I mean, you just can't. I mean, you've got to be brilliant, you've got to be cunning, and you've got to be ruthless. So it's not cluelessness that is leading Daniel Snyder in his charge to save the nickname Redskins for the Washington Redskins National Football League franchise. It's not cluelessness. It's a form of narcissism, to be perfectly honest with you. It's a matter of the money and the power that this guy has accumulated. It gets to such a point where you either believe that what you say is right, that you cannot be wrong, that you are so almighty important that you cannot be wrong, or maybe you just feel you are so almighty that if you are wrong, you can change the truth to make yourself right, which is even sicker and scarier. Which is I kind of get the feel that's where he's coming from on this. I mean, to sit and listen to him in national interviews, try to defend a nickname that is, by anybody's definition, derogatory. And I'm going to say right now, let me give a little disclaimer here before I go any farther. This is not the voice of political correctness, all right? I don't want to say I cannot stand political correctness, because I think it goes way too far, 9 times out of 10. Way, way too far. Copyright Asian carp. Are you kidding me? Who the hell was offended by Asian carp? That might be the dumbest of all time. We pissed off some fish, so we got to go back and fix the fish name. They don't like to be called Asian. Don't call them Oriental carp either. Don't even think about going there. But unless it's noodles, you don't use the word Oriental. That's what I've been told in the world of political correctness. But again, I digress. This whole political correctness thing, I think is vastly overrated. I think it's all right to speak your mind without having to always worry about who you're offending or how you're offending them. I spoke out for Tony Dungy in Tony Dungy's favor just a couple weeks ago on one of these podcasts, saying that that was taking political correctness way too far, thinking that he said anything wrong at all. As a former head coach of the National Football League, saying that he might not want to deal with the media circus and the things that are going to go along with having a Michael Sam on your team, that he might not want to have drafted him, and that he even made it perfectly clear it was nothing against Michael Sam, and it was no statement that Michael Sam didn't have a right to play in the league. He didn't say that at all. He just said that he didn't think it'd be worth it for the 7th-round draft pick, in essence, to deal with the distractions. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a well thought out statement from a National Football League head coach, giving you some insight into the things they've got to think about when they're putting together a team and keeping a locker room together. Whether it's fair or not, it's true. And there was nothing wrong with them saying that. So I'm not the voice of political correctness. I never will be. And I used to always think to myself, oh, how can you be upset with the Fighting Sioux or the Braves or the Warriors or the Indians? Because teams are not going to name themselves after, or they're not going to give themselves a nickname of weakness. They're going to give themselves a nickname of strength. This is, they're portraying your name proudly. They're not giving themselves a name that is worthy of mock or ridicule. This is, they want to be strong and things of that nature. And I thought to myself, well, then how can people be so offended by these? Until one day on the PA Dubay show years ago, Native American caller to the show basically explained it, that how would you like to be in a position where, to be indigenous to a land, have people come to that land, herd you under reservations, kill you off with disease and with warfare, just bloodshed. And then when it's time for their games, to use you as a mascot. And when it was put to me in those terms, I thought, well, you've got to get rid of all these names. And who am I to sit here for years telling people that they can't be offended by this? Because it's a proud thing. It's a pride thing. We're behind our teams. If we call them the Indians, it's because we think it's a proud, strong nickname. So how dare you be offended? Well, how dare you tell somebody they can't be offended? Especially, people that had been mistreated as long and as horribly as the Native Americans had in this land. So I think all of the Native American mascots and logos eventually have to go. But if you're going to prioritize, if you're going to put one on top of the list, if there's one that's worse than the others, one that specifically states the color of somebody's skin, you can't tell me that there's not more racial undertone to that than to some of the others. And again, Daniel Snyder is not clueless when he says it's not offensive. He is so almighty that he believes he can make that the new truth. He believes that he can shape the new morality. He can change minds. He can change opinions, or he can take the truth, what is true, and change it to fit how he feels or what serves his purpose. That is, it's actually I can't even call it narcissism, because it's a good step above narcissism. It's a frightening level of narcissism, one that I really hope to achieve myself someday. But I'm not even close. I mean, I got nothing going for me. Who am I kidding? I got narcissism. Please. Anyway, that's going to do it for another installment of the 5-Minute Major. Today it's Wednesday. This would be, I'm losing track. I'm going to start writing this down. This is an installment. I think it's installment number 8. But the fact that I'm up to 8, I get a couple more of these, I'm going to start taking out my shoes and socks to keep counting them up. But so I think this is installment number 8. It's Wednesday, August 6th, and this has been the 5-Minute Major.